Okay, this is Dr. Richard Guarino, the chairman of the board, calling this meeting to order at 12:30. Can I get a roll call, please?
Dr. Guarino.
Present.
Dr. Knopf.
Here.
Dr. Bennett.
Here.
Ms. Powell.
Present.
And our two applicants, just for the record, Jordan Tharp.
Present.
And Suzette Lanzarada?
Present, thank you.
Okay, thanks. We're going to start with tab number one in the matter of Dr. Jordan Tharp, DC. Go ahead and give us a briefing.
So Jordan Tharp has applied for licensure by examination. On his application, Dr. Tharp disclosed he was charged with property damage in Westport, Missouri in August 2015. Dr. Tharp stated he completed a six-month diversion program and was required to pay a fine. On his application, he also disclosed an arrest in Overland Park, Kansas for suspicion of a DUI and refused to submit to a breath test in July of 2017. Dr. Tharp stated he completed a 12-month diversion program and was required to attend alcohol safety courses as well as meetings with an officer of the court and pay a fine. Dr. Tharp does not hold a license to practice chiropractic. Dr. Tharp's background check has been received, and no additional information was found. I would like to note for the record that Dr. Tharp did appear. He was present at the board meeting on October 30th. However, he was not present when the board reviewed his application.
Okay, thank you. This is Dr. Richard Guarino, chairman of the board. And so, Dr. Tharp, I guess on one hand, I want to apologize that we didn't get to you as quickly as we could so that you could have been present, but we take these matters very seriously, and so we wanted to have a little question and answer with you before we made a decision on your license. And so I see that you're a relatively recent grad in the last year. It looks like you have no license in any other state. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, and I guess, you know, some of concerns me is that your property damage situation and your DUI suspicion arrest, both of those things happened while you were in chiropractic college, correct?
Correct.
Okay, so how do we know that those things are behind you and not going to happen again if we issue you a license in Arizona?
Well, that's a good question. I feel like over the past several years, I've had numerous amounts of time to kind of deliberate and kind of think about my those past occurrences, and they pretty much haunted me ever since they've happened. And it's very I feel very remorseful for those things, and it's very embarrassing as well. And I'd just like to apologize to everybody in chiropractic for that those situation.
Okay, and so what are your intentions if you were licensed in the state? Like, where are you looking to set up, and do you have anything arranged already?
So I've been talking to a couple different offices. I've got a couple different opportunities. One would be in Clean Creek with a recent graduate of Cleveland University, and then also I'm currently working as a wellness coordinator for the Joint Chiropractic, just to kind of make ends meet currently.
Okay. Board members, do you have any questions for Dr. Tharp?
This is Dr. Bennett. Would you explain that, what you're doing as a wellness coordinator? That's not being something that would require a doctor's chiropractic license, correct? What is the scope of that job?
Correct. So a wellness coordinator basically, it's kind of a fancy term for a front desk clerk, essentially. I check patients in and out. I kind of greet patients as they come in, make sure that they've had a great experience, and then I take phone calls and all that stuff. I do like the book work, if you will.
I see. Okay. I have no further questions.
Okay.
Dr. Guarino, this is Dr. Steve Knopf, Vice Chairman of the Board. I will be recusing myself from this matter.
Okay. Noted. Thank you. Okay. Ms. Powell, do you have any questions, or does anybody want to make a motion?
Dr. Guarino, I have no questions at this time. I would like to make a motion that we grant licensure pending all fees are paid, all due fees are paid, all appropriate fees are paid.
I'll second that.
Okay, any further discussion? Okay, hearing none, I'm going to call for the question. Those in favor of granting licensure for Dr. Tharp, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Are there any opposed?
Dr. Sneekanoff is recused.
Thank you. The ayes have it. Not sure, maybe should we do a roll call vote since
it's on the record. Sure, I was able to distinguish, but let's go ahead just to be safe. Dr. Guarino?
Aye.
Dr. Bennett?
Aye.
Ms. Powell?
Aye.
And Dr. Kanoff, we heard you clearly recuse.
Okay.
Thank you. Recuse.
Thank you. The ayes have it then, and licensure will be granted for Dr. Tharp. Thanks for joining by phone and giving us the opportunity to ask you some questions. And so we're going to move on to tab number three. Tab number two is stricken from our agenda, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, tab number three is the matter of Dr. Suzette Lanzarotta.
Yes, Suzette Lanzarotta, D.C., has applied for licensure by endorsement, and her application is complete at this time. During the application process, board staff became aware that Dr. Lanzarotta was excluded from Medicare and state health care programs in 1995 as a result of a default on a health education loan. Board staff would like to note that the report also shows the reinstatement to those programs in 1996. Dr. Lanzarotta holds a license in the state of California, issued August 30th of 1984, and has no disciplinary action.
Okay, thank you. Board members, do you have any questions for Dr. Lanzarotta?
I have no questions.
Dr. Lanzarotta, just curious what your game plan is. What are you planning to do? You've been in practice for a while. You're back in Arizona now?
My husband took a job in Arizona, which is the reason I have arrived here, and I am intending to go back to school and work part-time in another doctor's office, hopefully doing relief care or something of that nature while I'm here and going to school.
Okay, okay. I have no further questions.
Okay. Does anybody want to make a motion?
Yes. I'll make a motion. Angela Powell.
I'll make a motion
to grant licensure pending all appropriate fees are paid.
I'll second.
Okay, any further discussion? Okay, hearing none, I call for the question. Those in favor signify by saying aye to grant licensure. Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, hearing none, licensure will be granted. Thank you very much. At this point, we're through our agenda, so I will entertain any motion to adjourn.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
I'll second who I got in first.
Okay. Favor signify by saying aye.
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 Okay, any opposed? All right. Hearing none, we'll meet again in 2 weeks and 1 day. Thank you for joining by phone.
Thank you.